Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just
Parker
let it
way.
Be.
Na, 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 na. November 18, 2007. Wake up, everybody. We've got some people in Maryland that are parents that are trying to stay out of jail because they don't want to vaccinate their children. And we have a Santa Claus stuck in a chimney in Texas. And we have a NASCAR in Florida. And a lot of folks that are running for president are down in NASCAR trying to appeal to those people. There are a lot of major little tip changes, and you know how we try to do it on Parker Pathways, is connect the dots and work things through. I'm not making a complaint about the Subway restaurant in the Department of Defense building, but when they got cameras out there to watch who buys what kind of coffee so that they can determine their personality. These are the new Department of Defense monitors that are used for controlling brain waves by finding out how your eyes move and how your brain functions. I'm going to try to talk a little bit more about this. This has great implications for medicine and brain tumors and brain disorders, but to use coffee as a parameter for personality trait at the Subway restaurant in the Department of Defense building, and you got to walk 15 blocks through the whole building to try to get to where you need to go for the other end. But that little piece of information I'm going to tie in to, they're all subtleties in the culture that tip us off to the oncoming events. And one of them is in the Exploratorium in San Francisco. And there's a demonstration there called Mind, and it's an exhibition of interactive displays. And what they're doing, these interactive displays, are dealing with the process and the mechanisms of the human mind. One of the things they're tipping off, you can see the signal, is a toilet. It's a water fountain which is fashioned from a toilet. And the exhibition is called A Sip of Conflict. And what it is doing is to get people used to drinking water from the toilet by having little cups that you can reach in there, and the children can play with the toilet and they can work it through. And my initiative of toilet to tap to table is not a joke. The whole process of the national movement that I want to start to have this is the fact that reusable water be used in the process by which senators are trying to put bills in Congress when they come back from their vacation is going to scare you to the point that your brain cells are going to record differently, and they're trying to change the mind to get people to drink this contaminated piece of crap. So we'll talk about it when we come back at the other end of the break. We have a full show, 800-313-9443, to get into this sandbox.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and it's republicbroadcasting.org. My email address is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Republic Broadcasting has a lot of series of stories on various subjects you can go to. They've got products. They've got all kinds of systems there that you can look over and be introduced to a new way of thinking. And speaking of a new way of thinking, I want to get back to this Exploratorium exhibit in San Francisco, which will be running through December 31st of the year 2008. In other words, this exhibit's going to be going all through the year, called The Sip of Conflict. And it's a water fountain fashioned from a toilet, as I said at the intro. And the idea is to develop mind interaction to have the acceptance of recycled toilet water as part of the drinking water system. And if you were to take a look at the other signal that's being given in the culture concerning development of manufacture and the concept of how to integrate extended food services and how they're going to be controlled by an international law. There was a law case that was decided recently, and I mean recently, Cavill International Incorporated against Madigan. This was decided in the Seventh United States Circuit Court of Appeals, and the purpose of this case was to determine if slaughtering horses as a, and trying to ban the horse slaughter business is not a Commerce Clause breach. This is an Illinois case, and in brief, what the court's talking about is that the slaughter of horses for human consumption doesn't violate the Commerce Clause of the United States Constitution. And Cavil International owns and operates a facility in the United States. They're the only one really doing it, slaughtering horses for human consumption. They slaughter about 40,000 to 60,000 horses, according to the brief, and that's each year. And then that goes to foreign countries for human consumption. They, in Europe, horse meat is a delicacy. It's used around the hour, every hour. But Illinois recently amended the Illinois Horse Meat Act to make it unlawful to slaughter a horse or to import into or export from Illinois. Cavil brought the suit against the state of Illinois, and the federal court claimed that the Illinois amendment violates the Federal Meat Inspection Act and the Constitutional Commerce Clause. Now, I've talked a lot about what I want to see to start in the United States of America through Parker Pathways, a constitutional amendment to the United States Constitution that we have a right to vote what goes in our food, what goes in our water, and what goes in our medical protocols, which is absolutely critical for determining any kind of health care system to make it mobile or to be able to diagnose tests, to be have proper tests, which can be used in a certain way to try to make diagnoses. This all affects what goes in our food and water. It's a question of if it's poisonous or not from the chloramine and the chlorine and the fluoride and the chlorofluoride acid and the halocetic acids, the bromohalocetic acid. All of these are part of meat and protein chemistry. There's more protein than there are lipids in the cell membranes of our muscles and our cartilages. Now, the House of Representatives and the Senate, of course, have combined on hearings determining how meat is treated with carbon monoxide in order to make it look red. They take the old meat and they put it in, extend the date, put the label on. Of course, you don't have any label on there. There's not any label on there to determine this this practice. In horse meat, it is possible to integrate horse meat in the American food chain or to have it completely packaged in this, a particular way. The connection with this type of thing is the fact that the packaging system, which is the claim by the medical people, is that they didn't know about it. Number two, the meat people say, well, it kills bacteria because it increases the carbon dioxide and lowers the oxygen to kill bacteria. Of course, in microbiology, it is a microbiology 101 that any type of anaerobic, in other words, anaerobic means without oxygen, you're going to kill a certain bacteria, but you're also going to grow certain bacteria. So the Beltway in Washington wants to discuss ways to put labels on meat, but foreign meat that's coming in on these big treaties are deluging the American meat market. So a lot of House of Representative people and the rest of it have literally walked out of the committee meetings, not wanting to discuss it, not wanting to have anything to do with the three subjects they do want nothing to do with. They look unrelated, but one is immigration and the concept of people crossing the border illegally. Two, the concept of the meat being colored by carbon monoxide gas. Three, the suppression of papers concerning the weapons of mass destruction that were revealed in year 2002. And these three subjects are the bulwark of just don't discuss it. There's a fourth subject that nobody wants to talk about, which is affecting medicine. It'll have the health care system, and it makes the presidential campaign look even more insulting to the intelligence. They're not being discussed because people don't want to hear about it. That has to do with stem cell research, of which is very much promoted in other countries, and will affect us in the China's science system, which we'll talk about on this particular show. Now, the reason this turns out to be an interconnection system is that people are putting their hanging their hat and using every conceivable idea they can think of to have global warming as the reason for their particular idea. The environmentalists in 2 weeks will make it formal, and in terms of keeping people from eating meat at the same time, because they feel that the methane extraction process from dairy cows and from beef is harming the environment. I give every one of those, most of those environmental folks have never been to Indonesia, where they've never stopped doing it to this day. They just dump those oil rigs on the excess oil pressure, put it in the ocean. They've been doing that for years. China's been doing it for years. Japan's been doing it for years. Take a trip to Buenos Aires, and you want to find out about global warming. The practices that are down there are amazing, that people even live there based upon the contamination of the food, water, and medicine in those parts of the world. You go now to the Andes, it's so contaminated with the radioactivity from Chernobyl, destroyed what I call the bunker radioactivity plant in Russia, which is just cemented over. Of course, radioactivity goes through cement. Some parts of Chile, sheep there, and a lot of the cows that they try to grow are blind because of radioactivity in the air. So a lot of these things are not looked at in the proper way in terms of this debacle of the misinformation of the concept of the global warming system, which I'm going to hopefully have time on this full 2-hour show of Parker Pathways to go into on this just a scam of going green. There are other ways to solve these problems, and I mention them on every show. But first, before we get into that, because of the advent of time, when I opened up in the year 2003 nationally on the concept of chloramine being in the drinking water and its effect on the human body, I was talking about erectile dysfunction drugs. If you would be affected by the amine and the three hydrogens for herbal sex pills. Finally, the government has decided they can't keep that quiet anymore. I put the references out on sperm head breakages, which were done by the EPA's own study on 25 to 30-year-old males, and the effect of infertility in males, and the effect of the nitrates are mixed with these impotency pharmaceuticals. They can slow the blood flow and cause the heart attack and strokes in young men. For older men, it's any one of the age factors have a faster reaction of the increase of blood pressures with these erectile dysfunction drugs, because the nitrates are mixed with the concept of the amino acid uptakes of the glutamine, which I talked about 3.5 years ago nationally and exposed that out. So I would be extremely careful on the erectile dysfunction drugs causing the stroke and death, and a concept of when you're exercising. A lot of these are Asian ingredients too, which are mined in the back ends of the mountains of China, come through and are transported like drugs. So we'll get on the other end of the break and we'll open this up to water, real estate, and the Defense Department.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
This is Parker Pemphigus, Dr. Wynne Parker, and it's November 18, 2007. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And by the way, for those of you folks who ask what Kwati means, it is a combination Indian, American Indian word, two words mixed together, which means always winning. And the Indian tribes gave me that that name, and when I heard it, I felt that I would use it someday, and I have. a little off comment that has to do with United Nations. It's a little off comment. It comes from the Beltway, but there's a person by the name of Gene Ziegler, a representative of the United Nations, that researches food issues, and this particular person decided to disavow the concept of a call for a five-year moratorium on food-based biofuel production, and mentioned about the fact that the practice of using food for crops or biofuels, as Gene Ziegler points out, is a crime against humanity. The United Nations decided, this is a long-term representative of the United Nations, so they've disavowed him, and the United Nations have made a big issue of the fact that that their statement that was given and not quite made it to the press yet, but it'll be coming out probably tomorrow, to wit, the United Nations is disavowing this person for making and exposing the fact, of course, which I talked about three shows ago, the amount of ethanol produced out from the amount of water it takes to make the amount of ethanol. I exposed that last year. I call it expose because it's a scheme which is going on in the Midwest, and it's also across the world. The United Nations statement is, up to the national governments to reasonably balance the social costs and benefits of producing biofuels. And here we go again with this statement, which I call the economy of scale. And the ethanol plants are struggling to make these ends meet because the ethanol prices are 30% lower from the earlier process this year. But I've always talked about from the time that they started this concept and the Iraqi war came through, is the fact that the amount of contaminated water in the aquifer is similar to MTBE, which is a gas additive, methyl trioethyl ethylene, and it's closed off 20 right now. It's estimated 22% of the wells in the United States are, capped for the next 500 years because of the MTBE additive concept. And the United Nations is going to put this guy out to pasture so for exposing on his own, and he is the person who actually does the study on food issues. And the Washington-based Renewable Fuels Association has joined into a consortium of world biofuel leaders in calling United Nations Secretary Ban Ki-moon to review the claims made by Mr. Ziegler. That's because the lobbyists that are for the renewable fuel system have billions of dollars of lobby money for this boondoggle. And Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is saying that the climate change thing that's going on right now is a horrible report. But five comments from from Gene Ziegler is in that report to dispute what the United Nations is saying.
Hello.
Before we go to the break, we have a caller from Arkansas. Mary, do we have an Arkansas caller? Okay. We'll come back from the other end of the break and see if we can pick that up. The whole thing about the Secretary General and the Ban Ki-moon and the discussion that I'm having right now on air is that this is being discussed today and in Switzerland and concerning this one person who decided to discuss further the use of biofuels from food and how conceptualize this is that is not a good idea. The whole concept of the biodefense industry is at stake with this comment, and also real estate development is at stake with this United Nations comment about biofuels from food. We'll come back from the other end of the break and we'll discuss real estate and Department of Defense.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com. And take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and it's November 18, 2007. And very quickly, I wanted to make a point about the comment that was made by Gene Ziegler, who is the representative of the United Nations, exposing the debacle of making biofuels from food. The people who are coming out of the woodwork like a bunch of cockroaches under rocks is the Canadian Renewable Fuels Association, the European Bioethanol Fuel Association, and the Brazilian Sugarcane Industry Association are there today in front of Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to try to have this guy either pushed off the planet or fired or reshifted or something of that sort. Just thought I'd mention who the players are, what the lobby money is, $4 billion for that one fellow's statement of exposing the debacle of the contamination of what I brought out last year, the water contamination from making biofuels from corn. Do we have a caller from Arkansas? Marianne, are you on air?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Wynn.
Good morning, Marianne.
God bless you. You know how much I appreciate your work.
Oh, I'm glad to hear from you, Marianne.
And you sound well.
Do I?
Yes, that's you
good.
Do. I'm so glad.
Yeah, well, I think we I think the producer that I have is training the horse and saddling the horse, feeding the horse, and doing everything possible to make the horse run.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah. He sounds like a good man. And I want you to know you're in my prayers every day. You are at the tip of the spear. You are absolutely essential to getting things turned around. We've got to have you.
Thank you, Mary Ann.
And I'd love to see your message gotten out broader and further and your audience increased. And I truly would love, I wish I had the skills to do it. I don't. But if someone could set up a website, save you the trouble of doing that. I know you've got lots of constraints on you, but just something where you could contribute to, and something where they could you could post information that needs action.
I tell you, Marianne, next year I'm going to have my own website.
Ah, wonderful!
And I believe that I've indicated on air many times why I haven't had a website
right.
Come the other way, because I have four foreign governments against me. I have 20 attorney generals who just quiver at the thought of putting an initiative of toilet to tap the table in front of voters.
Right.
And that's no joke. You know, I mean, this is real world stuff. And I think,
right.
And then the other thing, I have the EPA who has assigned two disinformation people whose whole job it is to find out where I am, what I'm doing, and take it out.
I don't get that one bit.
No, that's the truth. That's the truth of it. And I've never hidden it. And I think, and it's not that I'm wrong or I'm a person against society. No, they know
the
government knows I'm right. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those deals where the government figures, well, he was one of us one time, and he's really not a traitor, but let's let him talk and enjoy himself, and we'll try to debunk everything he tries, and then therefore the National Amendment for having a constitutional amendment in the United States and having a grand jury of science and technology and so forth. Well, what they forgot is that there are people out here. There are people in the middle of America who are common sense, drink coffee at the coffee place, and still discuss their business. You know what I'm saying? You know, and it's the flyover country they've been ignoring for years, and the whole thing comes down to the fact the real world is they beltway people like this debacle of walking out of the Senate subcommittee on the fact of taking meat and adding the carbon monoxide to it is a non sequitur to them, and the whole process of reusable water being blended in the major system so that they can have real estate development in the places that they want, and the whole thing and resection the sections of the fence that is supposed to be built for the United States to protect itself against illegal immigrants, and then take property from those. I talked about that last show. The town of Gengero, Texas, is the next Alamo, as far as I'm concerned. And I think I ended my show, Mary, last time as saying, if the governor of Texas called me, I would tell the governor of Texas that Texas is one of the few states that still has in their constitution to secede from the Union. And I would say, I would tell the governor of Texas, secede from the Union, and I'll put it on my show. I mean, I would go.
Absolutely. Well, I'll be there and support him. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
You talked about the, you know, we've got good people with knowledge that know what's going on down at the coffee shop, and we've got to increase our networking on a local basis, and
such
a good tool for that is meetup.com. That's something Ron Paul has used to great advantage, and but we need people on a local basis that can address these issues locally and statewide and then nationally.
That's right.
But we've got to get them woke up. I know that.
What did you think of my bumper music, Mary? Wake up, everybody.
But maybe this weekend, I can't remember where I read this. I wish I could. But there's a march in Washington, and marching against several things, and one of which is Codex. Marching against this out in the streets, and that's what we need to be doing.
That's
then there's, of course, this this UN thing with the Lost Sea Treaty.
Yes, I talked about it last show.
That's got to be defeated. Absolutely, it has to be defeated.
Yeah, absolutely. There isn't any question about it. It has to be defeated.
Right.
There isn't
right.
any question about it. And I brought up the United Nations backup on that whole thing. How is it that an oil company from the United States, let's say, wanted to drill oil in the ocean that was beyond the 200-mile marginal line, and say, well, then they'd have to go to the United Nations and say, well, we'd like to have permission to drill.
Right.
The United Nations would say, well, you may be able to drill, but we want 4% of the profits and an 8% transfer fee.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 10% of all the profits coming in the other way.
Right.
And we own the property, so therefore we own the ocean. In other words, this is, and what kind of deal is that when people are hypocritical talking about energy conservation and you can't drill outside of your marginal sea when you've got China drilling for oil? You can see it from Galveston, Texas. Stand in Galveston, Texas, take the car, it takes 10 miles, you can see the Chinese there.
Oh, I tell you, that's dangerous. That's really dangerous.
You know what
dangerous.
I'm saying? They're dealing, Mary, they got three rigs there now.
Mm.
But China's got three rigs.
No, I tell you, we've got to jump on this like white on rice.
Absolutely.
There's a group called United Patriots of America, and I think that's their website, UnitedPatriotsOfAmerica.com, and they work on a local basis, and they are absolutely determined to get some things accomplished. And you know, I never like to call in unless I've got something to offer too. There's a website that I found, and I want to give it out, and they've got huge amounts of information, and they also stress being local, networked on a local basis. Can I do that?
Sure thing, Mary.
All right, it's HERMES, HERMES.
HERMES?
Right.
Oh, that's Hermes.
Dash, press, PRESS .com.
Okay.
And I tell you, it's a huge website loaded with information and really has not just a display of the problems, but brings forth solutions in what we can actually do to have impact. Well, I will not deter you further from delivering your information today, but God bless you.
I'm glad to hear from you.
Well, it's wonderful to talk with you. You take good care. Thank you.
Okay. Thank
All
you,
right.
Mary.
Bye.
Well, this is Dr. Wynn Parker, and it's November 18, 2007. And if we could clone that Marianne from Arkansas, we would have a whole different ball game. Real quick, about one of the marches that's going on in Washington that the press doesn't want to talk about. Whole concept of a discussion, they had Dick Gregory in there yesterday on one of the marches, and he said, God and fear do not occupy the same space. I think there's a lot to that. The whole process of how this whole thing works in terms of real estate and in terms of how the United Nations wants to control things. The water storage and supply problems in California are being involved in recycled water policies. And there's a law case called Hartwell versus Superior Court in the groundwater cases. And under the draft recycled water policy, the providers of recycled water want to make money on it. They want the law to be written that strict liability does not require a showing of negligence and harm, and water quality standards cannot be held liable for damages for water later found to be unhealthy. This is absolutely the core of Parker Pathways and the domination of the real-world wording from the United Nations and international courts in Hartwell versus Superior Court. And there's another case called In Regards Groundwater Cases. The idea of not being held liable damages for water later found on recycled water from water preparers and is not to have strict liability is absolutely an abomination against every conceivable constitution of each state in this country. Do we have a caller from Tennessee? John from Tennessee?
Good morning, Dr. Wynn.
Oh, good morning, John.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm excellent. It's good to hear from you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you letting me say my piece. First of all, you mentioned China a minute ago, I guess, having some oil. I've got a friend that's 64 years old, retired Delta Force, and he has told me with no uncertain terms that China is, at this time, training the Mexican military on our border. So he says that China is on the border of Mexico and America training their troops. You mentioned a little earlier ethanol, and I've told you before that I'm in the gasoline business. I drive a tanker, and we've recently started putting ethanol in the gas. And the company that I'm working for is really going to get into this big time, ethanol production. There's not only is there a lot of money to be made in it, but people are ignorant, as I believe, as to what it really is. For those that may not know, ethanol is nothing more than corn whiskey, white lightning,
mm-hmm.
with an additive in it that makes it poison if you drink it. So
that's right.
there's a lot to this, and to take it one step farther, Doctor, I was reading an article. And we've talked about the water and the work that they've been doing on the water systems around the country with putting valves in it to be able to remotely control the distribution. I believe that when the time comes, they're going to inject chemicals into the water.
Well, I had a whole show on that, John. Remember that? I was talking. I had a whole show on, and I actually interviewed the person who exposed that.
I didn't hear your program, but I did see last year in this area that they had the streets dug up. They were running temporary water lines from hydrants while they were doing a lot of underground work.
That's right.
So something is going on. But let me give you a quick part of a paragraph. Basically, there's supposedly an Iranian threat of development of a chemical that can be placed in the water supply of any major city and could kill as many as 2 million people at one time. The chemical was developed in Iran, has already been tested on animals and people near their border. Now, what I believe is going to happen, if Iran has developed it, I'm just cynical enough to believe that America has helped them do it. Mm-hmm. And when this happens in America, it's going to be passed off as an Iranian or Middle East terrorist attack.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that you don't either.
No. By the way, I want to, for the sake of the Parker Pathway audience, our caller, John, here, as far as I'm concerned, every word that he has uttered in this call to Parker Pathways is true.
Well, I'd like to get your comment on what's really behind this. I mean, I understand that you're ex-Special Forces or something, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that I'm talking to or talking about, I'll just call him my buddy Mikey, has told me that he is the last one alive of his group, of the group that he was in Delta Force with.
Mm-hmm.
And in Mikey's words, everyone else has committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So he's basically laying low and keeping quiet.
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole thing is that my particular work was beyond Delta Force. When I introduced myself to the audience a year and a half ago when I went on air, I told the truth of it without exposing myself enough to get myself killed. The thing comes down to the fact that, no, I was one of the outside reviewers for the government. And as I say in my bio on RBN, it's right there in black and white. I was one of the 900 people that reviewed these decisions and was involved in, you know, from a special science end. And the things I saw, to this day, I can't talk about, that are so horrible that it makes the Iraqi war, I'm sorry to say this, but it makes it a child's play. And what's coming down the line, I'm not out to alarm anybody. I'm out to have changes. You know, they have one weakness in this whole system, and it happens to be us. That's the weakness. And if anybody does anything to try to affect your brain system and your neurotoxicity of your brain, which is what they're trying to do in these remote chips, I opened up the show today talking about buying a cup of coffee at Subway restaurant in the Defense Department. You know, you've got your cameras measuring your eye movements, all kinds of things to figure out how your brain works. It gives you a clue where we're going, John.
I'm sure it does. I appreciate your program.
Okay, thank you, John. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
So we're going to come back on the other end of the show, and we're going to get into real estate and Department of Defense and bioterrorism industries.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, November 18, 2007. I want to piggyback on the caller that we had from Tennessee, John from Tennessee. There's one thing about the ethanol that there are three subjects. One is the MTBE, which was a methyl trethyl butyl ether, which was the spin-off gas additive that was added to the gas in the United States. Of course, at one time in the gas business, the MTBE was really a side effect. I mean, they used to blow it off, and they figured out some scheme to put it in there to extend the gas. But the whole thing is that it's gone into the aquifer, and I've explained this before, that it goes in the aquifer, and it's going to be there by some engineering standards, 500 to up to 1,000 years in some cases, and some of these aquifers are capped. The recycled water used for the biofuels coming out to make ethanol will go eventually, this contaminated water will eventually go into the aquifer and combine with the butyl ether, which is in the aquifer, and this will recycle into the recycled water in real-world terms. In fact, the scheme by which water districts are trying to sell city councils and people spending millions of dollars of government funds to promote this to people, that recycled water blended is a good thing, this is going to come down to the fact of what I'm mentioning, and is one of the main points of today's show, is the fact that the real estate developers want no liability for any effect of the recycled water policies to have any liability. They cannot be liable for damages for water later found to be unhealthful. In other words, the idea is they want to put this into the system, not have the concept of the recycled water affecting our thymus gland, the pancreas, and the lower stem cell of the brain, which all these are peer review systems that were known. And by the way, they were known in 1985, and I've talked about the whole process of how the United States government knew it. I know the agency, contract, who did the work, and the results of the work. I've talked about this extensively. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that you add the disinfectant to the ether, to the trimethyl ethanol outcome from the biofuel production. That goes in the aquifer, and this is another blow-off that's going to go in and say, well, we're making money on this because they use climate change as a process by which this goes. It's called going green. This is absolutely a travesty. Do you realize that the tort system, which needs to be revised in order to have good health care and to have mobile health systems and be able to develop what is called a competing system in the healthcare system when you have diseases and dyscrasias and other forms of maladies and cancers of which you are taking the cause and effect relationship away from the patient, plus you've got contaminated water, plus you have this as irrigation water. So this is why the toilet to tap the table initiative that I want nationally across this country, even though it's going to be fought on every level, even the environmental groups who do nothing but make money on recycled water projects, and they disagree on, they don't want any monitoring to prevent the degradation of the groundwater. So the whole point comes down to the fact that if each state were to recycle 1 million acre feet by the year 2010, which the Senate and the President want you to do, you're going to end up with one of the most contaminated thymuses and brain stems and pancreas, and you talk about diabetes 1 and diabetes 2, you're talking reality here, folks, that no liability for doing that? I don't think so. This is why this national amendment has to go to the board. Well, this is the end of the first hour, and we'll come up to the second hour and get into Department of Defense. With